Welcome to the Science Update Podcast. I'm Bob Hirshon, and this is the podcast for April 24th, 2009. This week, we'll tackle the lingering effects of secondhand smoke. We'll tell you about a gene that turns carbohydrates into fat and tell you why sports drinks are bad for your teeth. But first, Suzanne Bard answers a listener's question about osteoporosis.
Listener Frances Ruth Harris of Kew Gardens, New York, wrote us to ask why bone loss can't be stopped once it starts. We consulted Bernard Halloran. He's a senior scientist at the Lab for Human Aging and Bone Biology at the Veterans Affairs Medical Center in San Francisco. He says bone loss starts earlier than you might think.
Beginning around age 25 or 30, all of us, men and women, begin to lose bone. And it's sort of a downhill run for the rest of our lives.
Halloran says scientists don't yet understand the process of age-related bone loss well enough to prevent it. He says current drugs for osteoporosis help stop bone from being torn down and resorbed into the body, but they can't yet restore bone tissue that's already gone. And if you've got a science question, give us a call at 1-800-WHY-IS-IT. If we use it on the show, you'll win your very own Science Update mug.
Thanks, Suzanne. Next, Karina Wu reports that despite a smoking ban, New York City is still hazardous when it comes to secondhand smoke.
New York City has smoking rates lower than the national average, thanks to a hefty tax on cigarettes. But a new study found that 57% of non-smoking New Yorkers show signs of exposure to secondhand smoke, higher than the national average. Lorna Thorpe is deputy commissioner of the New York City Health Department. She and her colleagues found that study volunteers had elevated levels of a chemical called cotinine in their blood.
It's probable that New York City adults, by virtue of the fact that we are living in a densely populated urban compact environment, are encountering secondhand smoke more frequently than people who live in more sparsely populated areas.
Thorpe says New York City bans smoking in the workplace, but people can still be exposed to secondhand smoke at home or in other public places, and the big city environment might explain it too.
Cotinine itself is not harmful for one's physical health, but it's a marker that one has been exposed to nicotine and other harmful carcinogens in cigarette smoke.
Thorpe says the results show that despite progress made, secondhand smoke is still a significant public health issue.
Thanks, Karina. Well, carbohydrates are a great fuel source for the body, but eat too many and the excess gets turned into fat. Now, UC Berkeley nutritional science professor Hei Suk Sul and her colleagues have identified a gene that's key to this process. Roger Wong, a graduate student in Sul's lab, says the gene codes for a protein called DNA-PK. Mice that are missing the gene are leaner and have less body fat than normal mice.
So what happened in the DNA-PK deficient mice? We found they're making 60% less fatty acid compared to their counterpart.
The researchers say there are only two ways to use up the excess energy you get from carbs, by exercising or by storing it as fat. So in the future, blocking DNA-PK could provide a new weapon in the battle of the bulge. Next, Justin Warner has some bad news about sports drinks.
A few decades ago, sports drinks were used mainly by serious athletes. Now they're in every convenience store, and even truck drivers and accountants drink them all day long. That's a big problem, according to Mark Wolf, chair of the Department of Cardiology and Comprehensive Care at the New York University College of Dentistry. Although sports drinks contain sugars like high fructose corn syrup, Wolf says the real problem is how acidic they are.
What's interesting about these drinks is they skip the entire process of putting sugar and bacteria together to make acids, and they deliver acids to you.
Mainly citric acid, which acts as a flavor enhancer and preservative, but also weakens tooth enamel. Wolf's team showed that cow teeth dunked in various sports drinks for just an hour or a little bit more tended to soften up on the surface. Wolf notes that many people using sports drinks can't afford to lose enamel.
As we see adults, particularly older adults who have had a little bit of recession of their gums and now have exposed root structure, drinking these drinks as a regular routine, now all of a sudden we see people starting to lose tooth structure at the gum line.
What's more, brushing your teeth right away actually makes things worse because it scrapes that soft enamel right off. Wolf says that if you must use sports drinks, it's best to drink them all in one sitting and allow an hour or so for your saliva to naturally remineralize your teeth before brushing. But if you want a beverage at hand all day long or want to just quench your thirst, it's better to stick to plain old water.
Thanks, Justin. Finally today, Suzanne found out what happens to our brains when we get jet lagged.
A new study in the journal Current Biology explains why jet lag leaves you feeling tired and out of whack. Horacio de la Iglesia is a biologist at the University of Washington in Seattle. He and his colleagues found that in rats, two particular groups of neurons in the brain get out of sync with each other during a time shift. These brain regions each control a different stage of sleep.
One aspect of sleep, which is the non-REM sleep, fades very quickly, whereas the other part of sleep, which is the REM sleep or REM sleep, precises several days to catch up with that new clock time.
De la Iglesia says it takes about a week for these neurons to sync up again. In the meantime, sleep cycles are disrupted, which leads to that foggy feeling.
Thanks, Suzanne. Well, that's our show for this week. Next week, we'll tell you about the Little House on the Moon, tiny robots that can fly, and why spaceflight could damage the ozone layer. Until then, check out our Science Update Podcast Daily Edition. We've got a new story every day, Monday through Friday. You can find it on our website, scienceupdate.com, or at iTunes. Thanks for listening. I'm Bob Hirshon for AAAS, the Science Society.